KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite anxiety over tariffs and the overall state of the U.S. economy, Americans picked up their spending last month. Retail sales rose better than expected, 0.6% in June. The Senate passing $9 billion in federal spending cuts. The funding for international aid and for public broadcasting had already been approved by Congress. President Trump wanted and got the rescission. The bill now moves on to the House. More severe weather across the country. Heavy rain moving into the Midwest today. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
Kansas City, Missouri had tons of roads closed because they had flash flooding on the order of 4 to 7 inches that fell really quickly overnight. And this type of action and all of that 2-inch per hour rainfall rate now moving through southern Illinois, Indiana today through Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Parts of Virginia and North Carolina also watching closely.
An archery instructor in New Jersey was killed on Wednesday when he was struck by lightning. It happened at a summer camp. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is joining yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Underlie says, quote, Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities, end quote. Adult education programs rely on federal funding even more than our K-12 public schools do when it comes to their budgets. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brooke Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The John and Gordy Show.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
It's your pal.
That's Kathy.
We also got a message from Laura wishing you 117 more. Yeah, you're 117 years old today. Yes.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Weekend, Donald Trump claimed that the files were written by Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the Biden administration. These are bizarre reversals. And it's obvious to the American public. Someone is lying, and someone is trying to hide something.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Representative Robert Garcia, here he is.
I rise today to demand that Donald Trump and our Attorney General come clean to the American people and release the Epstein files. Now, this weekend, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "Let's not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, somebody that nobody cares about." Well, Mr. President, a lot of people actually care. And we know that MAGA was all in on Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes. Thank you, Representative Robert Garcia. Huh? Hey, look who's back.
What?
Here, yeah,
what?
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
Hey, hey, hiya.
Good morning, good morning. It's
Hi.
So nice to be back. I miss you all when I have to travel. Yeah. I was in Europe.
Oh,
yes.
My
nice.
Blood pressure was so much lower.
Yes.
There was something really nice about getting out of the United States for a little while and not having to worry about, like, are we all going to die today?
Welcome back. Are you enjoying the whole, hey, people that have always said the gays and trans people are victimizing little girls are imploding over this Epstein mess?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really fun to watch the base fracture, and I'm glad people aren't letting this go. We all know that there's something, and one thing I want to say at the top of the hour is, we don't need any more proof. We had dozens of women testify under oath about what happened to them. That should be enough in this country, but it's not. They're waiting for some orange felon, a man, a white man, to release some sort of list as proof, and then you're going to believe them? How about we just read the testimony? There's a whole lot of proof there involving the current occupant of the White House.
Right. Convicted by his DOJ. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Ron Filipowski said for Trump to go to these extremes to cover up the Epstein files, including attacking his supporters and hanging his AG and FBI director completely out to dry, the evidence against him must be incredibly incriminating. There is no other explanation that makes sense. I mean, this is apparently the thing he's going to burn it all down over, Dana.
I hope so. I mean, like I said, and I put a video of it online, the difference between us and them is that we don't care who's on that list.
Thank you.
We don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. I want everyone who was involved in sex trafficking little girls to rot in prison for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, both sides don't do it. Both sides aren't the same.
100%.
Joe Walsh, it's interesting. He said, because I come from MAGA, I engage with MAGA every day. I have for years. The one word I would use to describe MAGA right now is confused. I've seen this before with MAGA, but never to this degree. They are very, very confused right now. I mean, imagine this conspiracy theory. Again, they've been pushing this for years.
Yeah,
Trump has.
Absolutely.
Which, I'm curious your take. I know you're not a psychologist, but why?
But I play one
why?
On TV.
I just assume because he's gotten away with everything his whole life, he just figured, you know, he'll do it again with this. Because
yeah,
he knows,
I think so.
He knows he's in there. Right?
100%. There's a couple of things. Every time he's asked about, would you release the Kennedy files? Yes. Would you release the, I don't know, Bigfoot files? Absolutely. Would you release the Epstein files? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have to be careful. That right there is such a tell. The thing that I don't understand why other people aren't talking about, Melania is standing next to him in so many photos
yes.
at Epstein parties.
Yeah.
She knows exactly
yeah.
what was going on.
Yeah.
That also bothers me.
Yeah.
A lot.
And firing James Comey's daughter, who happened to be the Epstein
nothing
and Maxwell prosecutor. Wow. That's
here.
Really thrown us off the scent.
But he is putting cane sugar back in Coca-Cola. So
yes.
Let's change the subject.
Oh, by the way, yes. Doug says Trump telling Coke to use real sugar again hurts farmers more because Coke uses corn syrup and sugarcane is not cost effective to grow in the U.S. without heavy government subsidies. But also Trump would like to rename Mexican Coke Coke of America because he's in the Epstein files. Okay.
Oh my God. There's nothing better than a Mexican Coke. And you know
or,
what? If we're going to put something back in Coca-Cola, let's do cocaine.
Or
I mean, if we're
going
to put something back in the original recipe, let it be cocaine.
Or you could look for the kosher Coke with the yellow caps on the 2-liter bottles. Those are also made with cane sugar.
I did not know that.
That's right.
This post, Dana, in just the last 24 hours, Trump has claimed Obama wrote the Epstein files. His uncle taught the Unabomber. Biden appointed Powell as Fed chair. Not one mainstream media outlet has asked a single question about his cognitive state. Why the cover up? If Biden had done this, there would be mass outrage.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
not
just 24 hours.
Makeup. I mean, he's got more makeup on his hand than any drag queen I've ever seen has on their face. The cover up of the bruises. And also, he still can't match that color. I mean, if you're going to put makeup on your hand, try and match the foundation color to the rest of your orange skin. I just don't understand.
So Trump, at least of today, went to bat for Pam Bondi, saying she's doing a terrific job. Here's what I think the other, speaking of the word tell, we keep talking about him being the worst poker player ever, but Trump said he's in favor of releasing quote-unquote credible documents related to the Epstein case. I mean, Chris and I are speculating, Dana, that the only thing you can think of, because you wouldn't put anything past him, is he will force her to take him out of,
right?
100%. Absolutely.
To release him, which she's going to go to jail for if she does someday, but so here we are.
Yeah. You know, I was my dear friend Alexander Billings had a post on Instagram talking about there may not be a list, but and let me get through this. It's a little bit long. But let's say you owned a store and you had specialty products in that store and you knew that John Smith came in for that specialty project. You would tell someone, hey, write this down. John Smith likes the caviar from Italy.
Right.
And so he would put it in a file. That exists somewhere. Epstein absolutely kept some sort of a database of who, where, and what their preferences are.
Sure.
And that exists.
Yeah, of course.
And Trump's all over them.
Yeah, of course it does. So, he said, I really think she's done very good. Ugh, grammar.
Yeah.
She says, I gave you all the credible information, and if she finds more credible information, she'll give that too. What more can she do than that? I mean, what more can she do? So just the fact that he keeps using credible and then using the word hoax, meaning the part of the Epstein files that he's in is a hoax written by Hillary, who had nothing to do with anything. But then the other part.
And we all know if he was not in this list or in these files, he would print them on T-shirts and sell them at his rallies. I mean, we know this. If exonerated him in any way, it would have already happened.
Yeah.
And I know, and I think it was... the candidate in New York,
Mamdani.
Thank you. Mamdani said, basically, if releasing this list collapses our current government, then our current government needs to be collapsed.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's start over. Let's get all these horrible people out of public office.
So it's interesting in terms of how everybody's handling this. A Newsmax host said Epstein is nowhere to be found on Fox. He said, you may have noticed the Epstein story is almost nowhere to be found on Fox News in the last couple of days after months of very consistent coverage. So it's pretty obvious a lot of people don't really know what to do with this. There's a lot of people that are very scared because it's clear the White House doesn't want this to be a subject, but Trump's base, his supporters and his base care about it. And so there was a bit of a conflict there. A lot of hosts are terrified of what to say and how to say it because they don't want to lose their audience, and they don't want to piss off the White House at the same time. Yeah. He said Laura Ingraham, who's on at the same time as me, thinks he talked quite a bit about Epstein this weekend at the Turning Point event, and then last night on her show basically went dark on the subject, mentioning it only with disdain for about two seconds. That was it. And there was a little bit on Brett Baer's show. Otherwise, it was completely blacked out on the network. That came from somewhere, obviously. There's a pressure point, and it was hit. I mean, confused is a good word that Joe Walsh uses, right? Because a lot of these, you know, right-wing, what do you call them, podcasters, influencers, Alex Jones, even Joe Rogan are, you know, saying, screw you, we're going to keep talking. Even Charlie Kirk flip-flopped, right? Fox News obviously is terrified and in the middle of this and not sure what to do, right?
Well, because they built this on a conspiracy that it was all full of Democratic names, that they were all full of Democrats and elites and Hollywood elites. And so they're like, we want the list. And all of a sudden the list doesn't exist. They're like, wait, if it is all the Hollywood elites and all the Democrats, why wouldn't you want them punished?
Yeah.
And so, of course, they're confused.
God, I don't know what we do. I don't know how we prove this, Dana. But I can't imagine that this, Chris and I were saying, could happen. But it seems like that's the next step. The pressure is going to build to such a point where they're going to have to release something and Trump will order them to take him out of it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is like the Nixon erasing the tape or whatever point of this, isn't it?
But there is some proof somewhere. There is an original document somewhere that someone has seen and hopefully, God willing, has made photocopies of.
Yeah. Right.
So there is going to be a point where it has to.
Like everything with Trump.
Something has to take this guy down.
Like everything with Trump, Dana, that would be the other crime on top of the crime. That would be the how many counts of obstruction are in the Mueller report?
You know, right.
He's committed obstruction of justice 11 billion times already. I mean,
and absolutely, all these people will fall on the sword. Pam Bondi would probably let herself go to prison for him before throwing him under the bus.
Yep. Dan Goldman, who is a liar.
Uh-huh.
He is a lawyer.
What's going on with the Epstein files? Donald Trump promised to release them. Pam Bondi said she had the files on her desk and that she was going to release them in the name of transparency. Kash Patel has spent years railing against the FBI to release the files. Many of my Republican colleagues were banging on the table to release the Epstein files. But now, all of a sudden, after a months-long review, Bondi and Patel say nothing to see here. No evidence that any American would want to see about accomplices, co-conspirators, or other peoples involved.
This is just, haven't we said this about how many Trump scandals? It's dumb Watergate. I mean, so they edited the quote unquote suicide tape with what, like a machete?
Yeah.
With a razor blade end.
Thought they could get away with that.
Right.
And then they're like, I know, we'll fire the prosecutor. That won't raise any more. I mean, it's just. And then Trump yesterday says he's going to appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute the Democrats who perpetrated this Epstein hoax. You're like,
This all happened while he was president. Epstein was arrested during Trump's first term, wasn't he?
Right. Yes. And he passed away during Trump's second term. He was indicted and put in prison the second time. None of it makes sense. You're just like, oh my God, did he think just saying the name Hillary makes people go, oh yeah?
Yes, his base, yes.
not this time, though. Not this time.
Yeah. Okay. One more, Dan Goldman, and we'll break.
Yesterday, the Republicans voted against releasing the files. So what's changed? Well, we all know Donald Trump has had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. He flew on his plane, he hung out at parties, spoke highly of him. And now there are many people saying that Donald Trump is included in the Epstein files. In fact, there are reporters who say that there are videos of him with topless women. Oh. Elon Musk even confirmed that Trump is blocking the release of these files because he's in them.
Ah. Yeah, Elon Musk was back at it, by the way, just about the tape and Bondi and whatever. So, yeah.
It is nice to see him being chatty about this, because I thought that whole breakup was just a big public farce. He got what he needed. He got you know, all of our data. He got what he needed from Doge. Yeah. And then he was just going to move on quietly. And the fact that he's still chatting and a little chattery behind there about the files, I'm like, okay, well, maybe this wasn't all set up so we would just be distracted and look the other way.
Yeah. Is there an amount of ketamine that would make him chatty about the 2024 election?
I sure hope so. I would be more than happy to sponsor it.
Is there some in the K-hole where everything comes out? Okay. 19 minutes after the hour.
I don't think that's how K-holes work.
Oh, I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I don't want to know what a K-hole is, actually.
It's that makes him do that weird thing with his head where he goes...
That could.
That's exactly what that is. Where he's looking at that top of his brain going, what are those synapses firing up in there?
Right now? Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quince, because I love a cute top. You know how I love a cute top.
Yeah, give me that top.
Ah, a cute top.
You also love a good bottom.
What? Hey.
Oh, sorry. Was that for
Excuse
a commercial?
Me. Keep going. Yes, I'm talking. We're on air. Okay, listen. If you want to refresh your closet, I mean, I've been out of the closet for quite some time now. But, you know, you want to go back and spruce it up a little bit.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Quince, that's where they come in. Their clothes are timeless, luxurious. I'm telling you, the quality way beyond what you expect for the price. 100% European linen. And my guy. Washable silk dresses, soft cotton sweaters. They have everything. And the best part, Quince is literally half the cost of similar brands. Such quality stuff. They work directly with top artisans. They cut out the middleman. Poor middleman. Ha ha. Quince gives you the luxury without
the
markup.
The middleman market.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh. See ya. Without the markup, they only work at factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, premium fabrics, and finishes. Go now, won't you, to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/Stephanie.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with new garlic healthy blood sugar formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest.
Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Dana Goldberg's here.
Yeah.
Everything seems better. And also, if you've never experienced her live, I mean,
right.
She is an e-ticket of a ride.
I would like to say that as well. And if you are in the San Diego area or in driving distance, I'm announcing a show today on Steph Miller. Only the Daily Beans has heard about it as well. So I want you, as many of you can go. It's in San Diego at the Diversionary Theater. And the reason I'm announcing it is a very small theater. It's only 100 seats. It's an intimate show.
Okay.
So go get your tickets. Get them during the break. Get them during the commercial break.
Yes.
Go to danagoldberg.com, hit appearances. I think it's the second date right there. Don't RSVP. You have to hit the ticket link. Go get them now. I want to see you in San Diego, August 15th. It's a Friday night, 7 p.m. I love you all.
Don't get diverted. Get a ticket to the diverted. What is it?
That's right. Diversionary Theater.
Yeah, right. Don't get diverted from getting your ticket to the Diversionary Theater.
Sure.
San Diego, in driving distance to San Diego. Come see me. Come play with me.
Yes.
Okay. Sean, could you take your organ out for me? Thanks so much.
Whoa.
Well, that's less awkward than her asking Bella to take her organ out.
I don't know. I think it's way more awkward to ask Sean to take his out.
Normally, I only quote the Bible to my personal comedy, Jesus, right. John Fugelsang. Uh-huh. But this is Matthew 20:35 in the year 2025. For I was hungry and you incinerated 500 tons of emergency food. Okay, thank you, Elizabeth, for that tweet. I mean, Dana, how much can we talk about fake Christians and the, you know, whether it's the gay bashing or the, you know, obviously looking the other way from pedophiles and, you know, blaming trans people for targeting, you know, women in bathrooms. And they literally, first of all, we paid, it's not just a moral outrage, economic, all the waste, fraud, and abuse people, we paid $800 million for this food, you know, and then paid, I don't know how many hundred thousand more to incinerate it. Rather than give it to people that are starving.
It's disgusting. Everything that's going on right now with this administration is disgusting.
Yeah. This is today's immigration ICE story. I don't know, just because I saw this picture of this woman, she's literally glowing. Madison tweeted about this. She said she walked out of her immigration hearing smiling, clutching her papers, standing tall, hopeful. She had no idea the man approaching her in the hallway was ICE. No idea she was about to be detained. I've documented a lot over the years, but this one broke me. She was so happy, so proud, and in seconds that hope was crushed. This is what's happening inside New York's immigration courts right now, every day, and not just in New York. I mean, they are targeting people at immigration court following the rules.
Really, the cruelty is the point on this. They are following the rules to citizenship in the United States. They're doing what we have asked of them. It is infuriating.
Yep.
Infuriating. And they've probably missed work because they're paying more taxes than the billionaires in this country to go to that court hearing. And then that happens there. It's just cruel. It's inhumane and it's cruel.
Yeah. I mean, and they're targeting school. As we know, schools, parks, farms. I mean, it is... it's beyond a moral outrage what's happening. 29 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them was not included in the state budget. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. Meanwhile, lawmakers have proposed a bill that would withhold the salary of a judge if that judge is suspended. This comes after the suspension of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who's facing charges for allegedly trying to help a man avoid immigration officers in her courthouse. Republicans who proposed the bill say Dugan should not continue to be paid while facing federal charges. And this is a wild story from up in Barron County. A woman was attacked by a black bear over the weekend. Luckily, she got to the hospital and she's okay. The 69-year-old victim was able to escape the bear and call 911. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources tried to track the bear with a trained search dog, but they couldn't find it. They also set several bear traps and plan to euthanize the animal when it's found. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with more clouds than sunshine and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs flirt with 80, and then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Not an option. It's...
these ICE agents running around our communities like mass bank robbers, terrorizing women. They're going to get themselves hurt. I hope that doesn't happen. And we're already seeing women are being targeted by people who are impersonating ICE agents. I hope every state that is able to, and every community that is able to, unmasks ICE with their policies.
Again, oddly, not a trans person terrorizing women.
Right.
Okay, but fake ICE agents. Yep. One more, Eric Swalwell.
This is an administration that does not want to be held accountable. Secretary Noem does not want to come in and testify. Stephen Miller certainly doesn't want to sit in that chair and defend putting this six-year-old battling leukemia into deportation proceedings. Tom Homan doesn't want to come here and defend why he thinks it's okay to target people based on their accent and the color of their skin. Yes, he said that. Thankfully, a California court has shut that down.
Has he given, like, every sociopath in America a job in his administration at this point?
Yes.
I just saw a tape of 17-year-old Stephen Miller on a bus talking about celebrating torturing Iraqis and how it's a celebration of life. Torture is, he's just, like,
Stephen Miller has been a racist jerk. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I don't know if I could say the Yiddish word for it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. His entire life. He has been a racist white supremacist his entire life. I don't know how. I don't think people are born evil.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Miller was born evil.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there's literally all this tape of him at 17 at Santa Monica High saying horribly racist things. Okay. Oh, speaking of Ice Barbie, here she is. Yes.
If people are here in this country illegally, I go home. I mean, the law is the law, and we are upholding the law. And the president is very clear that he doesn't believe that the law should apply to some people and not to others. So every individual that's here in this country that's concerned, or every farmer out there that has somebody that's working for them that's concerned, you know, work with getting them home and so they can come back and get the right way.
So this is, I guess, one sign of hope, Dana. This is also wildly unpopular. While this is, the issue he got elected on, mostly, you know, it is wildly unpopular what he's doing. And so Representative Marlon Stutzman, he's a Republican of Indiana, sounded the alarm over Trump's mass deportation plan, stating if the administration tries to deport every undocumented immigrant, the economy will crash. Well, they never seem to care about stuff for the right reasons, like there's any moral problem. But,
right.
But that also is true. He said, people call me and they're like, I'm not sure if my crew's going to show up for work Monday morning because if there's a raid or something like that. He said, if you try to deport all of them, you're going to crash the economy. Well, that's what he's in the process of doing out here in California. I'm sure you've seen the tons of fields of, you know, fruits and vegetables rotting. And one of the farmers was saying, my documented workers aren't coming. I mean, obviously, if you're not giving anybody due process, nobody brown is going to want to go anywhere.
Not at all. And there's a big part of me that thinks that crashing the economy is the point. We have to understand this is Putin's plan. It's Project 2025. It's all these horrible people behind the scenes. I would not be surprised if they're intentionally trying to crash the economy. All these billionaires are making money hand over fist while everyone else is suffering. They don't care.
Right. John Kennedy, who's the Republican
from Foghorn Leghorn?
It is.
Yes, that guy. Yes.
If you put hands on an ICE officer, you should be prosecuted, you should be sent to jail, and you should get to spend some quality time with Bubba. Until we start doing that and prosecuting these folks, it will continue.
A rape
that's
joke a, in
yeah,
there, too.
That's a funny joke about prison rape.
Yeah.
Also, he clearly has a relative named Bubba who's been arrested for doing something wrong.
I mean,
spend time with Bubba. I haven't seen him in 30 years, but you can tell him I say hello. Tell him his family misses him at the barbecues and the family reunions.
All right, I just have to hit my Donnie dementia stack one more time today because this was just... Trump admitted during an Oval Office press event yesterday he was surprised that Jerome Powell was appointed Fed chair, forgetting that he was the one. He said he's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed. I was surprised, frankly, that Biden put him in and extended him, but he did. And then, of course, everyone played the tape of Trump appointing him in 2017. The clip shows him saying Powell is a consensus builder with strong, steady, wise approach to economic stewardship. Trump showed a draft letter of firing Jerome Powell during a meeting to roughly a dozen House Republicans, polling them as to whether he should do it, indicating that he likely would. Though he said publicly yesterday he wouldn't. I swear to God, he just seems sweaty and panicked about changing the subject from Epstein in any way he can, right?
And he's just rambling every time he gets. I keep asking him about it because the excuses keep getting more and more outrageous. It's actually enjoyable to watch him go down these rabbit holes of like, Obama wrote him, it was Hillary. I will never do a good Trump impression because I don't care enough to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sound like
you can't listen enough to learn it. Right. You're like, no.
Exactly. I just can't.
Let's go to Don in Denver. Hey, Don. You're on with Dana.
Hey, good morning, beautiful people.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good morning, Don.
Not too bad, thanks. I appreciate it. I hope everybody's doing well. I just wanted to say one thing. Can that lowlife in the Oval Office please leave Barack Obama and Joe Biden's name out of his mouth?
Ugh, I
mean, you know, from the time you're, when Trump was leaving office the first time, when he said that I take no accountability, that was the first time in my life I heard anybody ever say that, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think that you're taught that from the time you were a 12, 13-year-old kid or even younger.
Yeah.
Take accountability for anything you do. And this guy is 80 years old and he hasn't taken accountability for anything in his life.
Nothing.
So. Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's all another edition of when the black guy did it.
Yep.
It was wrong because the black guy did it. Speaking of Barack Obama, oh, he's all right. We'll find it.
Put it in there, Sean.
When the black guy did it.
Yeah. Oh, I was saving this one for Angela tomorrow, Dana, but I might as well set you off, too. Mark, he says, hearing white people on Fox News compare being called Nazis to black people being called the N-word and then saying they should learn from the blacks and start calling each other Nazis in order to take away the negative power of the word. And
absolutely.
And then on live TV started using the word Nazi in reference to each other. Not only that, but to use the word Nazi says it is obvious they're thinking of the N-word is one of the most openly racist things I have seen on TV. Yes.
There's a lot of open races these days. You got Piers Morgan interviewing. When you lose Piers Morgan because you're a horrible racist, that's something. But yeah, keep calling each other Nazis. Absolutely, label yourself. You're not going to take any power away from that word because it doesn't belong to you.
Right.
Yep. So Barack Obama went on Michelle Obama's podcast.
Yep.
Can I just say they're adorable?
They are.
Two of the most incredible orators of our lifetime somehow married each other.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
So they're turning to laughter to handle the rumor mill of unending speculation about their marriage, with the former president joking that she took me back. The first lady said he made time in his busy schedule to come on. We're honored. And her brother said, wait, you guys like each other? And Michelle said, oh, yeah, really, the rumor mill. And then Obama said, she took me back. It was touch and go for a while. her brother said, it's nice to have you both in the same room together. It prompting Michelle to say, I know, because when we aren't, people think we're divorced. It's so interesting, Dana. It's because she skipped, Trump's inauguration and Carter's funeral. I mean, she's not in public life anymore. And I can understand her not wanting to be subjected to this orange monstrosity anymore.
100%. She didn't want to be in the White House when she lived in the White House. Like,
right.
This is never what she asked for. If you've read her book or listened to any interviews, she never wanted to be this close to politics. She's allowed to not attend anything she wants to without any sort of judgment. At least she's being invited.
Yeah.
She has said
previously she opted to forego the event so she could focus on her well-being. Oh, God forbid.
Yeah.
Right. She also swiped at those who assume it means she's having marital issues, saying this couldn't be a grown woman just making a set of decisions for herself. Right. I mean, she doesn't owe us anything anymore.
She wasn't the president of the United States. She was the first lady. She gets to do whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah. Oh, you brought up Whoopi Goldberg was talking about Obama's comments.
Yes.
I wondered where you come down on this, Dana. I thought everything President Obama said was fine.
I do, too.
And I guess Whoopi sort of saw it as bashing Democrats. But I think he just basically said what we say all the time. We just got to toughen up. We got to,
right.
You know, there's no savior coming. We have a lot of great candidates. Get behind them. You know, I mean, I thought it was just sort of a pep talk. Did you?
I didn't actually hear the speech, but if that was the underlying message of it, I mean, why not? Yeah. I think it's true. There is no one coming to save us. The courts aren't doing right. I mean, the courts are actually holding a line way more than I thought they would during this administration. Not the Supreme Court, the lower court.
Right.
Well, I think he said less navel-gazing, and,
yes.
you know, and what do you call it? And just toughen up, which is the same thing we say all the time about alpha liberals. I think our base is reacting to people that are strong. The one negative that comes right. up in polling about Democrats is they're weak.
Right.
And,
yeah. and I think Democrats need to go on offense a lot more and stop playing defense so often.
Like Newsom is, right. like J.B. Pritzker
right.
is, you know. Yeah. I have a question for all y'alls, actually, and I Uh-oh. Wanted to ask Bella, too, in terms of the younger generation, because, you know, there's all these stories now about Trump's losing the manosphere and yada, yada. Pete Buttigieg is obviously an alpha liberal. He is a mm-hmm. fantastic communicator and messenger, just like Gavin Newsom is. He will go on Fox News. He'll mix it up. He'll go on these manosphere
sure.
podcasts
yep.
and whatever.
He will change minds on manosphere podcasts,
I got to ask,
too.
Do you think a gay guy... the manosphere is going to get behind. I just because I don't live in that toxic
Steph,
manosphere.
I don't think you can ask the sentence like that to say, do you think the manosphere is going to get behind a gay guy?
do, that was bad wording. My point is, no, because you know Jasmine Crockett said
the
recently
yes. they're gonna... just not going to tell anyone they did it.
Right. he was drunk in college. You know how
yeah,
it goes.
Right. It was
yeah.
just once. It was but, a sword fight. The tips accidentally touched.
I mean, it's this question that we keep facing, right? Jasmine Crockett said they're going to pick the safest straight white boy they can find because we're scared because obviously women have lost twice. So are we going to be too scared to go? Not a woman, not a person of color, not a gay person.
Even the mansphere will go where the money and the clicks are. I watched a Kill Tony episode. Don't kill me for this. A friend of mine actually went on there. It's Joe Ellis. Mm-hmm. And Joe Ellis is the trans pilot that was accused of crashing that black cop helicopter.
Right.
So Joe wants to be a comic. And after, because she's getting discharged from the military. She went on Kill Tony because she wanted to be in a room where she can educate people that definitely do not like her
yeah.
and open their minds. And I watched Tony, who I despise. I think he's a crappy comic, but actually honor her gender identity.
Yeah.
And well, because Joe dates women, Tony said, so you're a lesbian. It was bizarre seeing what I think is a douchey guy actually respect this person who was in front of them who is a trans military veteran
right.
and a pilot.
Well, even like Howard Stern used to only like lesbians if they would have sex in front of him. Like that was his whole concern. But now that he's matured, you know what I mean? Like he's become like, I think, one of our best communicators. I wouldn't even say on the left, just for decent Americans, which, you know, have ended up.
We've seen people go one way or the other. You know, Dennis Miller was a good guy. He turned into a Looney Tune, MAGA, a conservative, whatever. I don't know MAGA, but definitely conservative, yeah. little crazy pot. And then you have people like Howard Stern, who probably at his core, when it came to went down to not making money or it wasn't about money or wasn't about clicks, go, that's not the guy I am. The shock jock was a yeah. character. This is the guy that I am. And I think there might be more people out there than we think.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been probably the best interviewer in the country, but he's just been, I think, an amazing political yeah. communicator now too. But Sean, you're not 20, you're almost 40, which Chris informs me, but Bella's closer to 20,
right? Yes.
But I'm curious generationally how you think the gay, you know, a gay candidate would play, you know what I'm saying? I don't, because I also think Dana, younger generations are much more open-minded, you know, so you would think like
yeah.
you know, in terms of do we have an opportunity in the whatever you call that manosphere
in our lifetime, I hope
yeah.
What do you think?
I don't listen to those shows. I don't know that side of the country
right.
well enough.
Right.
Well, it's all about the macho alpha male.
Yeah, and if
crap.
Anybody could do it, it would be Buttigieg.
Yeah.
But
well, because he actually did serve. He actually is
right.
a, you
yeah.
know, he actually is a tough guy.
Right.
You know.
Right. And he goes in there, you know, going on offense mm-hmm. instead of playing defense like
yeah.
a lot of people would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think we have a unique opportunity. This is the latest one, why Donald Trump is facing doubts in the manosphere. Theo Vaughn, I don't know if he's
yeah.
that.
Yes.
I don't know any
I'm
of these guys.
Very familiar
okay.
with him.
Yeah. Podcast host whose viral interview with Trump last August signaled an emerging political shift among millennial and Gen Z men. In recent months, he has expressed growing dissatisfaction with Trump's second stint in the White House. He said, one of the things I primarily voted for was no new wars. Unfortunately, that's been a big lie to my face. Joe Rogan recently called the new administration's immigration crackdown insane. Vaughn criticized Trump's bombing of Iran as a horrible idea. Andrew Schultz, who's another guy, whatever. Flagrant podcast said, okay, the president is doing the exact opposite of everything I voted for. Stephen Duby, 34-year-old mail carrier from Wayne County, scoffed at the price tag of Trump's massive tax cuts and spending package, $5 trillion. That's insane. New CNN poll, Dana, shows men younger than 35, 40% approve of the way Trump's handling jobs, 60% disapprove, significantly worse than his ratings with older men. But whether this disenchantment presents trouble for Republicans or creates an opening for Democrats remains to be seen. Well, I would say it does if we handle this right and we choose the right candidate. So
yeah,
what are your thoughts?
I do. I mean, we also lived in a time where we were like, there's no way that black man would be elected president of the United States, and he was.
Never thought gay marriage would be legal. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Why should we limit that? There is evolution in this country. I know there's a lot of devolving on the other side, but I think it all goes down to getting people out to vote. I mean, right now you've got gerrymandering, illegal, unconstitutional gerrymandering trying to happen in Texas. We have to be able to fight this stuff. They're trying to do it in Colorado. And at least Newsom's coming out and saying, okay, you try and gerrymander Texas so you win you don't lose the House. We can change the maps in California, and we've got way more seats than you do.
Yeah, well, that's what
I'm
saying.
People are fighting back.
Yes, fighting back, but not playing by another different set of rules.
Right.
CNN poll found 65% of men younger than 35 are dissatisfied with the amount of information the federal government has released about the Epstein case. One of the podcasters says what's enraging people right now is it's insulting our intelligence. Democrats have sought to make inroads into the manosphere. Nathan Sheldon, 35-year-old, told CNN he appreciated hearing from Democrats in full, unfiltered interviews. Them going on platforms like Schultz and Rogan, I can finally hear some ideas. They're starting to stand out. So, and that's what we were saying we should have done in 24. Although I will say, Joe Rogan deliberately blocked Kamala Harris from coming on his show.
I agree.
You heard that whole
bait
and switch to get the Trump interview. Yeah, so it wasn't that she was willing to do it and wanted to do it, you know. So, but anyway, just on the lesson learned file, right, in terms of how
100%. And I think there was some anomalies in the last election. I'm not going to go down a conspiracy rabbit hole, but I think there were some anomalies.
Do.
So if we look to any particular group and be like, it was their fault, I think it's didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yes. Agreed. Yeah. Yep. Yes, we're done with the postmortems. We've had more than Law and Order SVU with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have 2026 to win. That's what we need to concentrate on.
Yeah, 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by mine very, very non-natural Vibrance. It's not natural. It's in a bottle. See what I'm saying there? Vibrance Super C Serum, right?
Uh-huh.
We just tweeted about it. People are wondering where I get my girlish glow from. It's right in this bottle. Vibrant Super C Serum. It has replaced all of my other little bottles, right? Day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. I mean, fooey. Super C Serum, made with the highest quality ingredients, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify, streamline.
Oh.
Your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
It's not real. It's Stephanie Miller.
Traveling this summer, will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's NOKBOX. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code, Stephanie.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the State of the World. Blah.
Blah.
Credo Mobile is a way you can make a big difference. It's just a little teeny tiny you can make a big difference. Just one small but easy thing you do. Just switch to Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company, and they give all kinds of money, over $95 million over the years,
whoa,
to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, even bring your current phone and number, and there you go. Bam. If you type in Steph25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. A lot of winning. CredoMobile.com. 57 minutes after the hour. Oh, Dana, so little time. So many boy breakups. New phone, who dis? Elon Musk changed his cell phone number and stopped returning Mike Johnson's texts after he threw a fit about the Republicans' spending bill. Aw, he's going Adele. He's going all Adele on him. I sent him a long text message and then his phone number changed. Hello. It's me.
GOP.
Let's go over everything.
I was wondering if after all these clowns you pushed on me to go over
everything.
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 Everything. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Adele. So dramatic. Okay. Dana, don't go see Dana live in San Diego. How do we get tickets again?
Go to danagoldberg.com, hit appearances. It's August 15th. It's a Friday night, 7 o'clock. I'll see you there. Woo-hoo. I love y'all.
And DG Comedy on the socials. We love you, Dana. See you tomorrow on the Big Friday show.
Dana.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Maxine preview, and it's going to be free ticket Friday. Some more Brewers tickets to give away.
Plus, John and Gordy is Pirate Radio broadcasting from Lake Mendota.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now taking up the rescissions package that will, if passed, claw back $9 billion in funding for public broadcasting and foreign aid. Several Republicans voiced concerns over the package, but voted in favor of it anyway. The president still dismissing concerns over his administration's findings in the Jeffrey Epstein case. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
The president is pushing back, criticizing the people that are criticizing the administration for how they're handling this. And he certainly did not want to engage on this yesterday. And he said, no, it wasn't the attorney general, that he believes and knows that this is a hoax. But he did not want to go any further than that and was shutting down questions on this.
Attorney General Pam.